All right, get ready because today we're going behind the scenes of real estate marketing.
Ooh, sounds juicy.
It is. We got our hands on a year-end wrap-up meeting from Street Text.
Okay, so for our listeners who aren't familiar.
Yeah, it's a platform real estate agents use for targeted ads, client communication, all that.
Makes sense.
And this meeting, it's like a backstage pass to see what's really working.
Straight from the source.
Exactly.
She cool.
Straight from the agents, no marketing fluff.
Love it. So unfiltered. Give me the good stuff.
Yeah, and one thing that kept coming up,
Yeah.
remarketing.
Those ads that follow you around online.
Right, but the agents were saying it's
Yeah.
not about being annoying.
Right.
It's about staying top of mind with potential
Like a
clients.
gentle nudge. That's
Exactly.
all about those relationships.
Yeah, and some were even using those ads to showcase new listings or offer homeowner tips. And here's the thing, they were bundling different remarketing ads together. So instead of seeing the same ad over and over.
Right. Potential clients are seeing a mix of messages.
Okay, so each ad has a role to play,
Exactly.
moving that lead closer to becoming a client.
It's a
The
strategy.
tailored experience.
Speaking directly to their needs.
I like it.
But one agent brought up a good question.
Oh.
How often should you change the ads in a bundle?
Does switching them up too much hurt your reach?
Exactly.
That's a good point.
It disrupts the algorithm, right?
Potentially.
The consensus seemed to be daily rotation.
Okay, to keep things fresh.
Right. But you have to track your data.
Absolutely. See what's working.
And speaking of adapting, there was a lot of talk about the new texting laws.
Uh-oh, compliance
It
headaches.
sounded like it.
Yeah, staying on top of all the regulations.
Intent, automation, it's a lot.
But that's where a platform like Street Text comes in.
Right. They really emphasize that.
Yeah.
The platform is built to comply with those laws.
Okay, so agents can focus on the clients.
Without the legal worries. Phew, that's a relief.
What really struck me, though,
Yeah.
these agents weren't just obsessed with closing deals.
Tell me more.
They talked about building genuine relationships.
The human element, I love it.
Exactly. Technology's a tool,
Yeah.
but it's the personal connection that drives success.
So true.
And we even got to hear that human touch in action.
How so?
One agent, Sarah, shared a call recording.
From a Street Text lead?
Yep, it was like a master class in active listening.
Okay, so what happened?
The lead initially asked about land
Right.
for a family compound,
Big plans.
but then mentioned wanting a four-bedroom home.
Oh, a change of plans.
But Sarah, she didn't miss a beat.
She just rolled with it.
Gathered more information, explored both options,
Impressive.
and she wasn't afraid to bring in another agent.
Who specialized in the area?
Exactly. It was about finding the best fit for the client.
Even if it meant passing on the lead,
Exactly.
that's putting the client first.
And guess what?
What?
The lead was so impressed.
They scheduled an appointment.
Wow, what a win.
It really shows how technology and human connection can deliver results.
For sure. So it's not just about the bells and whistles.
No, it's about using them to build those relationships.
Absolutely. And that got me thinking.
Yeah.
It's not just real estate, is it?
No, it's
It's
not.
about constantly nurturing your network.
Going back through old contacts, staying top of mind.
And they had some great tips.
Oh, yeah.
Personalized holiday greetings, targeted ads with market updates,
Homeowner tips.
just little things to provide value.
And stay on their radar.
Exactly. You never know when someone might be ready to make a move.
Now, remember Pete.
The agent who wanted to be more consistent.
Yep, the experts at Street Text, they had some advice for him.
Especially for a competitive market like Manhattan.
They said hyperlocal targeting is key.
Imagery and messaging for specific neighborhoods.
Right, understanding their.
And tapping into his existing database,
For those remarketing campaigns.
building familiarity, trust. So when someone's ready, they think of Pete.
The expert in their area.
They even suggested adding video to his remarketing.
Ooh, a friendly face offering insights.
Builds trust quickly.
For sure.
Before we move on, there was one piece of wisdom that stuck with me.
I'm all ears.
An agent said, "Done is better than perfect."
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sometimes we get caught up in perfection.
And never actually get anything done.
Taking action, even if it's not flawless.
Drives progress.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
And that's a great note to pause on for now.
Okay, but don't go anywhere.
In part two, we'll explore even more strategies for generating leads.
Even if you're short on time.
Stay tuned. Welcome back. Ready to dive into more strategies? Lead
Okay.
generation this time.
All right, let's hear it.
Finding ways to work smarter, not harder.
Love that.
One agent had a system. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
automated emails,
okay,
sending market reports, homeowner tips to his leads.
Makes sense.
But then, a few days later,
yeah,
a personal call or text.
So it's not just a faceless email blast.
Right. You're a real person.
Showing you care.
It's about standing out, right?
In a crowded market, for sure.
There was a lot of talk about creating engaging content.
Grabbing an attention, being the expert.
And for those of us who aren't natural content creators,
what about us?
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Oh, good.
There are tons of resources out there.
Like what?
Templates, guides, you name it.
That's helpful.
One agent recommended Street Text's library.
Pre-written ads, social media posts.
You can customize them.
Or use them as inspiration.
Exactly.
That's a good starting point.
And another agent, repurposing content.
Ah, from blog posts, videos.
Into smaller pieces.
For social media, newsletters.
Getting the most mileage out of your work.
Smart.
And don't forget user-generated content.
Oh yeah, that's gold.
Encourage happy clients to share their experiences.
Reviews, testimonials, powerful stuff.
It's social proof, builds trust. But it wasn't all digital. These agents also talked about offline relationships.
Interesting.
One agent, he attends community events.
Not to solicit business, though.
No, just to connect with people.
Be involved locally.
It's those organic connections.
That lead to referrals.
Word of mouth marketing.
The best kind.
And they had some great tips for maximizing referrals.
Like what?
One agent, monthly email newsletter.
To her sphere of influence.
Market activity, client success stories.
Staying top of mind without being pushy.
Exactly. Another agent, referral bonus.
For past clients.
A win-win.
The client gets rewarded. The agent gets warm leads.
Exactly. Shows you value those referrals.
Smart.
Speaking of past clients, remember Leon?
Nurturing those existing leads.
He had some great advice for finishing the year strong.
Setting yourself up for success.
Going through your database.
Re-engaging those old leads.
Looking for opportunities.
Even setting a daily goal.
To reach out to a certain number of leads.
A quick check-in, an email.
Staying top of mind.
Nurturing.
You know, throughout this whole meeting.
Yeah.
It wasn't just tactics.
It was a mindset.
These agents, they had a positive attitude.
Proactive.
Challenges are opportunities.
Stay persistent.
Believe in your ability to succeed.
The power of mindset, right?
One agent said, time to thrive.
Love it.
We have the power to create our own success.
I agree.
Show up consistently.
Work hard.
Always look for ways to improve.
That's a perfect segue
to our final part,
where we go beyond real estate.
Applying these principles to other areas of life.
This should be good.
All right, final part of our deep dive.
Here we go.
Going beyond real estate this time.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
We've uncovered some powerful strategies.
Yeah.
But the cool part, these principles can be applied to so many other areas of life.
That's what I love about these deep dives.
Right.
You can take these ideas,
yeah,
and apply them anywhere.
It's not just about selling houses.
Exactly.
So staying top of mind, providing value.
Nurturing relationships.
Those are universal.
Human stuff.
Any field where connections and trust are important.
Okay, so how do we put this into practice?
Let's say you're a freelancer.
Okay.
Trying to land new clients.
Tough gig.
Could you use a remarketing campaign?
Targeting people who visited your website.
Or interacted with your social media.
Maybe offer a free consultation.
A discount on your service.
An incentive.
Exactly.
But not generic messages, right?
Right. Segment your audience.
Tailor the message.
To their needs and interests.
Address their pain points.
Highlight your expertise.
It's that personalized touch again.
But in a different context.
Makes sense. What about entrepreneurs?
Launching a new product.
Yeah, yeah.
Build an email list before the launch.
Okay.
Use targeted content to generate excitement.
Sneak peeks, behind the scenes stuff.
Early bird discounts.
Get people on board.
And then, once the product's out there.
Yeah.
Don't forget those early adopters.
They're crucial.
Nurture those relationships.
How so?
Personalized thank you notes. Exclusive content.
Makes them feel special.
Ask for their feedback.
Shows you value their input.
It's all about those long-term connections.
And this isn't just business either.
No, not at all.
We can use these ideas for friendships.
Family? Even career advancement.
Okay, give me an example.
Set a reminder to reach out to a friend or family member each week.
Just a quick check-in.
A phone call, a text, maintains those bonds.
Simple, but effective.
And for career advancement. Stay top of mind with key people in your field.
Share an article. Offer to help on a project.
Congratulate them on an achievement.
Be proactive, intentional.
You never know what opportunities might come up.
So true.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Yeah, what's the takeaway?
Remarketing, relationship nurturing.
It's bigger than real estate.
It's a mindset.
A set of principles.
For any area of your life.
Where connecting with others is key.
It raises a question.
What's that?
How can you apply these principles?
To achieve your own goals.
Both personally and professionally.
It's worth thinking about.
It is, and I think the answers you discover will be pretty amazing.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Keep those connections strong, keep learning, and we'll see you next time.